Today's mission? Turn you into a Google Business Profile detective. Think Sherlock Holmes, but instead of solving murders, you are solving the mystery of why your customers do what they do. Oh, I love a good mystery. So Kai, what exactly are we tracking in these insights? Because honestly, sometimes I look at my dashboard and it feels like reading hieroglyphics. Okay, so your Google Business Profile insights are basically your business's vital signs monitor. You have got phone calls, how often people are calling you straight from your profile, direction requests, are people actually trying to find you or are they just browsing, website visits, who's clicking through to check out your digital headquarters, and photo views. Are your pictures drawing crowds or collecting digital dust? It's like having X-ray vision into your customers' brains. But here is where it gets really juicy. The insights also show you exactly what people type to find your business. Wait, what? Like, I can see the actual search terms? Yes, it's basically legal mind reading. You will see if people are searching for your brand specifically, like Joe's Pizza, or if they are doing discovery searches like Pizza Near Me. That's actually game-changing, because if most of your searches are discovery searches, that means you are attracting new customers but maybe need to work on brand recognition. Exactly. We know a coffee shop that discovered 80% of their searches were discovery searches. Instead of panicking, they realized they were a customer magnet but needed better branding. So they started a loyalty program and got branded takeaway cups. 6 months later, their direct searches doubled. Smart. So what about timing? Can you see when people are searching for you? Oh, this is where it gets fun. You can see exactly when people are most interested in your business. Like, are they searching Monday morning while planning their week? Friday evening when they are looking for weekend fun? Sunday night during the oh crud, I need this tomorrow panic? Haha, Sunday night panic searches are SO real, like emergency dry cleaner near me at 11 p.m. Yes. And here's a real example. A fitness center noticed their website clicks spiked every Monday at 9 a.m. Classic new week, new me energy, right? The Monday motivation is strong with that one. So instead of just admiring the pattern, they started posting Monday motivation content at 8.45 a.m., offered Monday starter packages, and sent motivation emails Sunday night. Genius. Meet them where they are emotionally. Result? Those Monday website visits turned into actual gym memberships. Signups increased 30% just from understanding the timing. Now, here is something most people do not think about. Using insights for competitive intelligence. It's like legal stalking, but for business. Ooh, business espionage. Tell me more. So you can compare your metrics to what you see in the local 3-pack. Who's getting more direction requests? Which businesses are getting more reviews? What photos are competitors using that seem to get more engagement? It's like being a detective, but with better coffee and fewer trench coats. Exactly. We saw a pizza place that noticed their photo views were way lower than competitors. Turns out, their photos were all close-ups of pizza slices, while competitors showed the full experience. Happy families, cozy booths, staff, in action. Ah, they were selling the pizza, but competitors were selling the experience. Bingo, they diversified their photo strategy and saw a 40% increase in photo engagement. Sometimes you just need to see what others are doing right. Okay, but let's talk about the advanced stuff, because this is where the real magic happens. Correlation analysis. Well, fancy. Explain it like I am 5. It's looking for connections that are not obvious, like do photo uploads correlate with increased phone calls? Does posting frequency affect direction request? Do certain review responses lead to more positive reviews? It's like finding hidden patterns in the matrix. Perfect analogy. A hair salon discovered that whenever they posted before, after photos on Tuesdays, their Wednesday bookings increased 40%. So they started calling it Transformation Tuesday and built their whole social media strategy around it. That's brilliant. They found their magic formula. And here's something cool. You can actually predict customer behavior if you study the patterns long enough. An HVAC company analyzed 3 years of insights and could predict service call volume based on weather forecasts. No way! That's like meteorology for business, right? They started pre-positioning technicians and ordering parts before heat waves and cold snaps. Response times improved, customer satisfaction went up, and they looked like psychics to their customers.